Our next speaker is going to talk about lessons learned from the general counsel behaving badly, allegedly. And our speaker on this is Joe Cleese. Joe is a founding shareholder of Ogletree Deacon's Phoenix office and has served in a variety of firm leadership roles, including on our firm's board of directors for more than 35 years. Joe's represented employers throughout the United States in employment litigation and labor relations issues. Joe's accolades are way actually too long for me to read them all here, but come on up, Joe. He's been singled out by Chambers USA Leading Lawyers as a top labor and employment lawyer.
Okay, we did.
He's got a great long list of accolades, and you know, this is a really wonderful presentation by Joe. I heard him give it a few years ago, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Gary. I've actually added a few cases, so you're all sort of guinea pigs and eager to hear more. Jennifer had such a wonderful panel. I'll add a quick postscript. Imagine that you're in your office on a Wednesday afternoon. Imagine it was 30 days ago tomorrow. You're a busy lawyer working for a law firm with a Las Vegas, Nevada office, and all of a sudden you hear pop, 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 and moments later, people are banging on your law firm door seeking refuge. That happened in our Las Vegas office a month ago tomorrow. You've read about the incident, I'm sure. It was a deposition in a domestic relations child custody matter that ended up in the tragic murder of two of the individuals in the deposition. The court reporter and others fled the scene and started banging on our office door. They were let in. They sought refuge. They hid in the corner. We did the best we could, but obviously weren't prepared for that particular situation. So good reminder to pay attention to the threat of violence, particularly if you're in Nevada, Texas, or Arizona, where we're all heavily armed on any given workday. So important issue. All right, let's talk a little bit about legal ethics. One of the fun things about legal ethics and chronicling crazy cases involving lawyers and ethical violations is you get to read headlines like this, like I did on the plane ride out. Ohio attorney suspended over pooping in a Pringles can and leaving it in the parking lot. He had an interesting defense. He was a criminal defense lawyer. That's probably no surprise. And he threw his poop-filled Pringles cup in the parking lot of the victims' rights advocacy group that he regularly opposed in court. He had an interesting defense, though. He didn't deny doing it because he was captured on surveillance. But he said he had a regular habit of putting his poo in Pringles cans and randomly throwing it from his car and didn't really intend to target the victims' rights organization. Well, he was suspended. What do you think his discipline was for that? Suspension for a mere 6 months, interestingly enough. Well, let's get on with the presentation. Arizona, where I'm from, is the home of lawyer advertising. It was the Bates and Osteen versus State Bar of Arizona case that opened up the world of lawyer advertising. But I'd never seen it quite as prominently displayed as I did last night when I arrived from the airport and saw Eric Dick's ads here in Texas. He's a colorful guy. He has some of the most semi-profane lawyer advertising out there, but I guess it's lawful. One of my Houston office partners lives just three doors away from Eric and says it's just never a dull moment in the neighborhood either. Many of you follow Eric here in Houston. He's colorful. He runs for office a lot as well and gets a lot of free publicity along the way. So let's talk about the rules we're going to mention today, and then we'll sort of relate them to some of the crazy cases. This is in some ways a feel-good session because when you realize some of the crazy things that lawyers, including in-house counsel, do on a regular basis, you'll feel so much better about your own ethical compliance. So that's the real self-care aspect of today's program. Oh, I'll mention one other crisis thing. I was in Manhattan on Monday having lunch with the dean of my son's a first-year law student in New York, having lunch. We leave the law school, go to this idyllic, charming restaurant in Greenwich Village. It's a perfect, perfect Monday spring day in New York. We come back, and all of a sudden, there are about 60 pro-Hamas protesters in front of her law school. She was not prepared for that particular dynamic, although being a dean in New York, she's pretty much prepared for everything, and it happened. But just imagine those kinds of things happening on a regular basis, particularly in the challenging world we live now. So let's talk about the basic rules. There are three or four that we'll cover initially. 8.4 is really the key rule we're going to focus on today.